In Iraq, some former leaders of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party are going to class this week. They're beginning a six-week program in so-called de-Ba'athification, a course that will be held in many Iraqi towns and cities over the next few months. The former party officials were fired from their government jobs last year, and now they have to complete the course in order to get their jobs back. NPR Steve Inskeep attended the startup class in Ramadi, Iraq.
The Iraqi in charge of the program says Saddam Hussein's government first imprisoned him, then forced him into exile. Now, Mithal Alalusi says he wants to re-educate people who profited from Saddam's rule.
The main point, they are human beings. The main point, they are Iraqi. And the main point, we are going to have a new Iraq. From this reason, we need every Iraqi man, if he is not killer.
Yesterday, Alalusi got in a car with two AK-47s. He drove out to the so-called Sunni Triangle. Throughout this area, guerrillas have been battling U.S. troops, and drivers can be heard playing pro-Saddam anthems during the morning commute. When Alalusi arrived in the city of Ramadi, he went to a university classroom. He spoke through a public address system that must have been left over from the old regime. The class was organized by the Supreme National Commission for De-Ba'athification, a commission led by Ahmed Chalabi, a member of Iraq's governing council. 100 students filled the desks, men to the left, women in a separate section to the right. They were local cell leaders and organizers in the Ba'ath Party. They were paid far more for their party work than for their day jobs. The instructors try to make the students comfortable, placing bottles of Pepsi on the classroom desks. But this is meant to be a disquieting experience. The Iraqi people were hostages in the hands of this criminal, and one of those hostages was you, Alalusi says. He says Iraqis joined the Ba'ath Party to get money or jobs. They were winners under the old system, and now they'll have to confront the losers, chatting with people whose families were executed. They'll sit through discussions of human rights and Iraq's interim constitution. Some ex-Ba'athists are putting up with this class for the same reasons they joined the party, money and jobs. The class is their only chance to regain their jobs in governments, police departments, and schools. When the organizers invite questions, work is the first subject to come up. This course takes 6 weeks, the woman says, and we're jobless. Are we going to get back our jobs, or will we have to wait even longer? Those who graduate might have a chance, Alalusi says, as his glasses slip down his nose. He adds that thousands of Saddam's political opponents were out of work for decades. In an interview later, he showed little sympathy for the ex-Ba'athists.
Look, it is very normal. This is the problem. They have learned for more than 35 years just to take, not to give, just to give the order, not to listen.
Many in the class say they don't belong here, that they were forced into the party in the first place. After class, Radi Fetahan Abdullah complains that he's been out of work since last summer when he lost his job as a police sergeant. He says he has 10 children. 7 months without salary, he says. You call this liberation? At the university campus where this class is being held, some students complain they've had to do without their best professors because the professors were party members. Many Iraqis seem more concerned about unemployed friends or colleagues than they do about re-education. But at least some of the ex-Ba'athists seem willing to admit past mistakes. Here in Ramadi, one ex-party official says, "We were fools in the past." He's hoping for reconciliation now. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.